602, it's Big Jim's house. Here's Aaron V with sports.
Sad day in Detroit sports, baseball yesterday. This really bummed me out.
Wow, out of nowhere, yeah.
Mr. Tiger, Al Kaline, passed away, age 85, 22 seasons with the Tigers. Most of them as a marvelous right fielder. Do you know that his record was second to Ty Cobb's for years and years and years?
There's so many great tributes there. I read Jeff Daniels' thing in the Free Press. They asked him for a comment. He talked about Jeff Daniels still has his mini bat. You remember he gave up mini bats?
Oh, yeah.
And Al Kaline signed one from like 1964 that he got when he was a kid at Tiger Stadium. And he said he was the only right fielder that made the ball come to him. Nobody ever ran at him because he always got the ball perfectly.
And he's still at his parking spot at spring training. Just an amazing guy. Yeah. Amazing.
And Joe Schmidt from the Lions, one of our obviously most beloved people as well, has an amazing piece of memorabilia. When Al was young, like in the 50s when he first came up, he has a picture autographed by Cal. It's from Al standing next to Willie Mays.
Wow.
Yeah. How cool is that? Yeah, Al Kaline. God dang it.
Well, in an attempt to salvage a season disrupted by the coronavirus, golf's leaders have released details of the revised schedule. So they're saying the 84th Masters, it was supposed to be played this week at Augusta. It's been rescheduled for November in Augusta. And the British Open is being canceled altogether, and they're shifting dates and all kinds of stuff.
No British Open. Wow.
Yep. Okay. And then the NFL draft is still going to take place later this month, but it's going to be basically a fully virtual draft. All of the coaches and all the different things are going to happen at people's houses.
Got to go back to the old school, man. Pete Rozelle back in the 70s when he stood in front of a whiteboard and just wrote people's what they would go, oh, Ken Stabler. How do you spell that? And they'd write it up there with the chalk.
Maybe that's how they'll do it now. Yeah. Well, because there'll be one person that's like in control of the whole thing, and then everybody else will be probably on Zoom conference or some weird, I don't know.
Vanna White with a face mask going back and forth. Ding.
Ding.
I like to buy a vowel for Tua Tagovailoa. Like all the way across the board, man. And no Detroit Grand Prix.
Oh, and that's the other thing that made me mad yesterday.
He had to do it. We totally get it. I mean, you're not going to have a race in the end of May. You can't, because you can't even, and I never thought about this, because this is the one thing you can't do right now. Start building the track in Belle Isle.
Well, that is true.
Yeah, I never thought about that. I'm like, well, just wait till May. And they're like, no, it takes a little while to put the track together.
There's so many things, too, that I was thinking about since you mentioned cars. Auto show, they had rescheduled the date. Well, can't have that now.
Mm-hmm. No auto show. That whole weekend, which was going to be the Rocket Mortgage Classic, which we still don't know about, the Detroit Grand Prix, and then the auto show is now just wait and see. It's all right, man. Well, we can be patient, can't we? We're Americans. We're always patient.
Yeah, okay.
No.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
Call me Grandpa again, and you and I are going to play a little game called Hide the Wingtip.
You don't need a radio. Just tell Alexa to open CSX.
And then put the kids to work.
You were young and your heart wasn't open.
Aaron V, producer Ryan, Angie working remotely here. You had mentioned, we were talking about it, that your dogs are going through a certain time of, Tika's going, she's in heat right now.
Yes, and so it is just a total awkward fest at my house right now.
They're doing the Humpty Dance?
Oh my gosh, every 5 seconds I'm like, stop it!
You can't stop nature? Well, they can't really do anything, like, okay.
It's just, No, it's just awkward. I'm making toast and I turn around and then I come out of the bathroom and there they are again. And I'm like, really?
They're making toast and they're having some buns too, man. Little toast into buns. So they're just all over each other, mauling each other.
And then in another week, he'll be back to hating her and trying to bite her face off.
Okay, so this is basically 12:30 at the club on a Friday night.
Oh, no doubt.
Okay, this is their pseudo hookup. The reason I mention this is this. Zoo in Hong Kong has had these pandas for over a decade, and they will not mate. Well, nobody's going to the zoo now. Guess what they did? They mated.
They got it on?
They got it on.
Maybe they didn't like people looking at them.
That's what I'm saying. How would you? Would you feel, Ryan, you're a young man, you know, with your fiance, would you be uncomfortable if people were watching you?
Well, yeah, except for, I mean...
Where are you going with this?
Well, no, because I'm going to say... what happened is those animals found out, hey, these people are paying to get in the zoo, basically paying to watch us, you know, trying to watch us do it. We're not getting any of the cut. So we're going to just hold off and wait.
So they boycotted.
Yeah.
Okay. But would you be freaked out, though, if you found on the other, if there were animals on the other side of the cage watching you hook up with somebody?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember one time. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Where are you going with this story?
No. I remember taking my nephew to the Detroit Zoo one time when he was little. And it was springtime. And every animal was getting it on. Every single one. We went and looked in the reptile house and the frog. I was like, they're wrestling. Everybody's wrestling today.
Wrestling.
I didn't want to have that conversation. I'm like, I'm going to leave that to my sister. Every animal was just.
Well, good. Yeah.
It was too much.
The most popular ant in America right there.
How many people, though, have to, like, shoo their dog away or take the dog out of the room and close the door? So your animals are watching you guys, you know, everybody do it anyways.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and that's the old joke. The dog comes in going, oh, you have a problem with me dragging my butt across the carpet. Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Now, here's the problem with the pandas, though, going back to the whole idea. And okay. It is good news. They're having sex with something that looks exactly like them. Can you tell the difference between a male and a female panda? You can't. They look exactly the same.
Oh.
Which begs the question, would you have sex with you?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
100%.
What do you mean you would?
I think that's confidence in yourself.
You probably already do. Just saying.
Would you do me? I'd do me.
I'd do me.
A little different words, but.
I'd make a little loving with myself. That doesn't sound
right.
I'd probably just be disappointed in myself.
Be mad at you.
I would. I'd be like, oh, I'm
so going to take a minute and a half anyway, so.
How was I? I wasn't that good. Oh, was I? Maybe it was me.
Yeah.
This reminds me of, remember Anchorman when they had the old Panda Watch?
Panda Watch. The mood is tense. I have been on some serious, serious reports, but nothing quite like this. Ching King is inside right now. I tried to get an interview with him, but they said, nope, you can't do that. He's a live bear. He will literally rip your face off.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
Okay, so this is what we learned this morning, folks. Aaron's dogs are in heat. They're humping each other. Pandas have made it in China because of the coronavirus. And Ryan would have sex with himself.
He already does.
Well, no, he's engaged now. He doesn't have to do that anymore. Yeah.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
Yeah, it's a freak fest over here. All right.
Call or text 248-39.
There's Ryan Logan and Angie working remotely this morning. Okay, a lot of things are different, obviously, with the stay home, stay safe. And I've seen this, but more real estate agents now are doing virtual tours. So they'll walk you through the whole house online. And they'll do like virtual open houses where you can go on and join a Zoom session or you can join and if you want to check out a house.
Yeah, hell no. I would never buy a house unless I physically walk through it.
I know, but maybe that gets in your mind. Like, I get it, but they're trying to do something at least. I mean, the whole new world. But yeah, you're right. It's something you got to buy when you see them. But the guy, he's doing a good job. He's in Fairbanks, Alaska, and it's a beautiful house. But still a ton of snow out there. So the guy's walking around, and he's doing this virtual tour, kind of just showing people the house. It doesn't go so well.
Out on this deck area. Over here to the right, you can see just back out there on a clear day, you can actually see the Alaska mountain range. It's quite beautiful.
Good so far.
Just right around the corner is a set of stairs. And you can see his paint. It's kind of a textured paint to be a little bit more slip resistant on the stairs. So let's go ahead and head up.
There he goes. Oh. Down the stairs on the slip resistant
paint. The paint doesn't work.
Aww.
The course 248-398-9279. The keyword is
house.
I'm sorry, we're making fun of someone who fell down a flight of stairs, but damn, it's funny.
You know what? It's okay if he didn't hurt himself.
He did hop right back up. Although, anyone and you've fallen, I don't know. Well, you haven't fallen this week so far.
Let's all touch wood real quick.
No, I don't want to because there might be stuff on it. Hold on, use my elbow.
There you go. Use your elbow.
Okay.
Because, you know, now that you said that, I'll probably run into a wall or something.
But I'm just saying, when you first fall, you jump up, you go, I'm okay, right? We all do it. Nobody ever just lays there. You get, I'm cool.
Well, if I'm you good. Really, really hurt, I have hurt myself really bad and I didn't get back up.
Well, no. I mean, like what, concussions or something?
Oh, I broke my ankle one time in tippy shoes.
What, in heels, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not,
It was funny after the fact.
Did you broke your ankle?
Well, how I tripped, you know those yellow things in the parking lot? That you pull your car up to?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see one of those.
You mean the little bumper, the bump thing, so you don't go forward? You tripped over that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's funny. Mm.
No, it was funny later on.
Were there beverages involved in
this? Yes, of course.
All right, that makes sense. We have a friend of ours who, Peg, she walked into our sliding glass door while we were having many beverages and playing euchre on the patio. She hit it so hard there was a blood stain on the sliding glass door,
aww,
and she laughed it off. Next day she gets up, she's got two raccoon eyes in it. She had broke her nose in two places, and she partied all night.
Well, good on her then.
Oh yeah, yeah, it was a good look, man. Ryan, you have how many concussions playing hockey and baseball?
I don't know, a bunch of them.
And you always hop up, right? I'm all right.
Yeah, most of the time.
Most of the time.
I had that one big one where I didn't wake up until the hospital, but yeah, I was out for like a half hour.
Oh, you woke up though, hey.
Yeah, you passed out for a half hour?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a long time.
Yeah, yeah, I don't remember a thing. I don't remember.
You were out for a half hour?
I remember getting hit and then blackout until I was like 10, maybe 5 minutes from the hospital in the ambulance.
Were you out a half hour in the parking lot when you tripped in your heels?
Oh, no, I was. I didn't pass out that time, no. I didn't spill my beer either.
Come on. You tripped over the bump and then you didn't spill any beer?
No.
Well, good on you.
See,
that's a pro move right there.
You do got to be careful, though. Those big yellow concrete slabs come out of nowhere.
Hey, that's how I felt.
Who put that there 37 years ago? You bastard. You want to see the real estate guy taking a header while he's trying to give a virtual tour of his home, we'll send it right to your phone. 248-398-9279. The keyword is...
house.
All right.
You don't need a radio. Just tell Alexa to open CSX.
And then put the kids to work.
CSX, Big Jim's house, 651. Big Jim, Aaron V. There's Ryan and Ange working remotely this morning. Okay. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, Don't Stop Believing by Journey. We play that every morning at 7 o'clock. So we all talk about the changes, you know, we've done since we stay home and stay safe. Our thing now is we were fortunate enough to get our hands on a jigsaw puzzle before they all sold out. They're gone. If you go on Amazon, try to buy a puzzle, you're going to wait 3 weeks.
I have not done a puzzle probably in 20... I don't have the patience for that. I'm not even going to lie.
I've never done one till this in my life.
Really?
Never.
Yeah,
not even as a kid, never had one.
I would just get frustrated and just throw it in the garbage.
So we have I'm almost there with you. We have one with cats on it. I did a video a couple days ago, walked around, showed it, and we're close. We're almost, Kathy and I are doing most of the work. The boys have just, they're done. They're out.
You know what I think is awesome? That you guys are doing family stuff. I think that is so cool.
Thank you.
I love the fact that you're seeing more families like going for walks together.
Absolutely.
It's nice to see that because we haven't seen that really in so long.
Hope some of it sticks, too, when we're all done. I think it will. But with the puzzle, the problem we're running into is you get to these last, like, it's a 1,000-piece puzzle, which I guess was probably a big swing to start off with. I've looked at this thing for, like, one piece in this ear, and I'll put a picture when I get home. I looked for a day. I mean, not a whole day, but I sat there at the dining room table. We got it spread on the dining room table. We all looked for this one piece. Couldn't find it. Convinced it didn't come with the puzzle. I guess that's the thing when you're a puzzle, doing jigsaw puzzle, you're like, those bastards, they didn't send us this piece.
You know what? That would suck, though, if you got the whole thing put together and there really wasn't that piece.
Do you know where it was?
Where?
Right in front of me the entire time. Literally, like, right in
front
of me.
That's why I can't do puzzles. That is just instant stress for me, I'm telling you.
To your point. I, like, looked down, put the piece down. I just walked away.
No, I would have to just take another deal with my crazy hiatus.
You wouldn't.
Can't do it.
And now it's not even, it's fun, but we're at a point now where like we're going to finish this GD thing. You know, Kathy and I are like driven to finish this. So it's turned into family fun. As to sit your ass down, we're going to finish this puzzle now. Adam's actually, I handcuffed him to the dining room table.
I want to see it when you're done, though. I got to see a picture.
I'm waiting for the cats to jump up on the table and bust it up.
Oh, that's bad.
That would be bad. Don't Stop Believing, coming up. Hang with us.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore.
Detroit, a Beasley Media Group station.
Time beat down. I had the radio on.
was driving. Trees went by, me and Del were singing. Little runaway, I was flying. Yeah, running down a dream that never would come to me. Working on a mystery, going wherever it leads. Running down a dream. I felt so good, like anything was possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days, and the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine. Yeah, running down a dream that never would come to me. Working on a mystery, going wherever it leads. Running down a dream. I grew dark. I put the pedal down to make some time. There's something good waiting down this road. I'm picking up whatever is mine. I'm running down a dream that never would come to me.
After 7 o'clock. Now, one of the things we want to do every morning is, since we're all in this, we're better together, we're in this together, the one song that we all sing, that's Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Yeah. Sporting events.
Weddings.
Karaoke.
Wherever. It is our Detroit song. You remember when we talked Steve Perry, too? We should find that. We got to get that clip out again. Forgot about that. Jonathan Cain wanted to say, born and raised in South Chicago, and Steve Perry was the one who went, it's got to be Detroit, dude. They're the ones that love us. So that's why it's South Detroit, which we know is Windsor and Canada, south of us, and blah, blah, blah. But seriously. Every morning, man, we're going to keep doing this. We'll get through this together. It's Big Jim. That's Aaron. Aaron V. It's great to have you back.
I am so glad to be back. I missed you.
Missed you too, darling. Didn't miss Ryan's story from a half hour ago. But other than that, we're fine.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
33.
3 years. Detroit's classic rock, 94.7 WCSX.
Ryan and Ange, and okay, this time yesterday we were talking about getting haircuts because you had brought up a very valid point. A lot of people at home, you can't go get your haircut right now, so we're all going to turn into shaggy dogs by the end of the month.
Or you're going to end up looking like a Sesame Street character because your eyebrows are out of control. And that's kind of what happened to me, and I ended up spending like 3 hours tweezing.
Now, I've got to the point now where, and the boys always laugh, when we go to Lady Jane's get a haircut. If Ryan or Adam are with me, and they'll go, do you want us to trim your eyebrows? I'm like, yeah, they trim them because I get those Andy Rooney hairs that stick straight out. Boys are like, you know, Dad. I'm like, shut up, walk home. Anyway, so when we were talking about getting haircuts at home, and then we found out Flobee still exists.
I remember the infomercials.
Told you about Mom? Yeah, Mom had it. We put the photo up, too, on our Facebook page. But we found out Flobee's cost how much? Over $100.
Well, they have different models. They have the big one, and then they have a small, compact model. Because, you know, you want to take it everywhere with you.
Flobee Light, if you want to do that. But you can't get a Flobee right now, which would be... This has got to suck for them, because they're closed. And this... Pardon the pun there. This is the perfect time. Who wouldn't buy one of these things right now? If you got to cut your kid's hair, you go Flobee.
But who's going to... Here's my point. As rough as I've been looking like the last month or so, who the hell is going to see me? But myself.
That's what makes... That way you could try the cut now, and then you got time to recover from it. But we were reminded, when it comes to the Flobee and cutting hair, it's not the first reference we've heard of a Flobee. Remember this scene from Wayne's World?
Okay, Garth, just sit there and he's going to put that thing on your melon, okay?
Just a trim, don't buzz me, all right?
Tell me, Ron, exactly how does the suck cut work?
Well, as you can see, it sucks as it cuts.
It certainly does suck.
I forgot all about that.
Totally the suck cut from Wayne's World. All right, coming up next is we're talking about cutting your hair. There's a woman in New Zealand that she went off the rails a little bit. What she used to cut her hair.
Hell no.
Will startle you. Next. On an all-new Inside Edition. Da-da-da-da.
When you do get back to driving, here's Damone with the tip.
Whenever possible, put on side one of Led Zeppelin 4.
Man, it's Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, Ryan sitting here in the studio. We're all 6 feet apart. We have our spacing. Are we all good? The hands out doing that. We're not touched. Okay, we got it. We're good. Got our 6 feet here. We're talking about hair. We were talking about this yesterday, and then this video shows up, this woman in New Zealand. Anyone listening right now who's cut your own hair, 248-398-9279. Even as an adult or as a kid, I always wanted to. My mom had razors, the shaver thing, and I always wanted to, man. I thought that would be so cool, just to shave your own head.
There's a reason why one of my children is called Scissor Hands.
Because they would cut other people's hair or their own?
Everything.
Cut their own bangs and all that
Everything.
Stuff?
Everything.
All right, I want to come back to that, but I want to place. So this woman in New Zealand, we have that up on, right? It's on the side? Okay. 248-398-927, that's your studio number. If you're not too busy right now, we know all the essential workers heading off to wherever you're going. Thank you for that. You can call in, but you can text us, too. The keyword is...
House.
And we'll send you the video. She's holding a bread knife in her hand, and she decides she's going to cut her hair.
Guess we'll just get to it. I've tied it off. That's what they do, right? And then we just... store it off. Is it working? I don't even know, but I guess we'll keep going.
Well, it's working.
Ah,
that's her hair.
Right.
Ow.
That is my hair.
She cut off a huge chunk of hair. Said she had missed her appointment where she normally gets her hair cut for about 3 weeks, obviously with all the stay-at-home thing, and she just cut off a huge chunk and holds it up. It looks like a small dog.
She's got bigger problems to worry about. Just saying.
Yeah, that's not normal. That's not your call. But we talked about, again, keyword house, will send it right to your phone.
You don't have scissors, really?
Using a bread knife.
Yeah, you got issues.
Do you wash it off after or just put it back in the the butcher block and see if anybody else uses it.
You never wash butter knives, don't you? Just wipe them off.
It's a bread knife, not a butter knife. Butter knife's a tiny one.
Oh.
Just letting you know. You keep saying butter knife.
This is a bread knife. It's got like the serrated.
Oh, so yeah, that'd be fine to cut your hair. I thought it was a butter knife.
No.
No.
Oh, I gotta go fix the post.
Did you put butter knife up there? If you cut your hair with a butter knife, you'll be there, pretty much until Christmas.
That's what made this funny. Now it's just a lady cutting her hair.
That's like trying to do crafts with safety scissors, Ryan.
Now she's just a nuts lady who cut her hair.
With a bread knife. Okay. Now, anyway, seriously, though.
You don't own scissors? Really?
So which one of your kids was the Edward Scissorhands?
I can't call her out.
But she did cut other people's hair.
Everything.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. There was one day when I fell asleep.
You fell asleep, not you.
Oh, of course I did. I fell asleep. Oh, I used to sleep all the time. I don't anymore.
No, I understand, but she cut your hair?
She cut the plastic things off of all the shoelaces on every pair of shoes that were by the door. She cut straps off of motorcycle helmets. She cut the things off the mini blinds. She cut the chair pads. I was finding things months later that this child had cut with a pair of scissors.
Wow. Wow.
Yep.
Hide the scissors.
Or just not fall asleep anymore and leave your child unattended.
That's a good parenting tip. Hide the scissors and don't fall asleep ever again. You'll be fine. As long as you didn't sleep, Aaron, you'd have been fine.
It was yeah.
So did she do circumcisions when she was older? No. Okay, what? I'm just asking. I mean, you're going to use the scissors. It's better than a bread knife or a butter knife.
Stop it.
Yeah, you got to go change the title of that. Go with
his room in Big Jim's house.
The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
City of the Week.
I'm Danielle Blinn.
And I'm Joel Morgan.
Joel's practicing social distancing right now, so he's a little...
This whole thing, we were discussing food, which is shocking. You get the three of us in a room, we talk about food. Amazing. So, Jim, there's Aaron V back, and Ryan's here. We started talking about frozen pizza.
Yeah.
We got a discussion, and you brought up, we all know comfort food's a big deal right now. Come on, man, everybody, you got to go for it. In my house, for example, it's not pizza. The brawl with my college kid is Kraft macaroni and cheese. Kid hasn't eaten that stuff in 4 years. Got to have it now.
The powder,
it's magical.
It's disgusting.
But you were mentioning pizza and the French bread pizza.
The Stouffer's French bread pizzas.
Totally comfort food.
Oh.
Right? That is wheelhouse comfort food.
But they're mac and cheese, too. The little mac. There you go.
Stouffer's right there. But you said they changed. We just had some. I thought they were pretty damn good.
I'm not saying that they're bad. I just know for a fact that the sauce, something's different, and they also skimp out more on the pepperonis. They used to put so many more pepperonis on it when
that
I was a kid.
That is true.
I used to eat those as a kid all the time because they're perfect for before hockey or whatever.
Is this OCD that when I get the Stouffer's, the French bread pizza, and the pepperonis aren't lined up perfectly, I will probably spend 5 minutes making sure they're all even?
Yeah, you're just going to mess it up when you shove it in your face, so I don't understand.
No, you're an animal if you put it in the oven how it comes out.
You are an animal if you don't rearrange
the pepperonis.
You're an animal!
You got to rearrange the pepperonis. Everybody knows that.
Aaron, you just sound like you just maul the hell out of
this. I don't care. I'm going to eat it anyhow. Okay. I don't... whatever. Package, oven, food, yum, num, 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 and I'm done.
And then what was the other frozen pizza you were mentioning? 248-398, by the way.
Jack's is by far the best frozen pizza of all time.
I don't know from Jack's.
It comes real cheaply, like plastic wrapped. You get them out of Kroger
like
that.
Yeah,
they're
like
$1.99. They're super cheap. But
Jack's frozen pizza.
They're thin crust.
Yeah.
You doctor them up a little bit, put a little seasoning on it, put a little cheese on it, throw it in the oven. Boom.
I like the Red Baron mini pizzas that you can get at the dollar store.
Yeah, I've seen me eat those.
I like the Speedway pizza.
I've never had a Speedway.
It's not bad. You get people don't know whatever.
The little pizza pocket square rips
are good
from there, too.
Not bad,
man. The Red Baron mini pizzas, man, they're perfect.
The little, like, thick one?
Yeah, they're a little tiny little.
Too much dough.
I like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay. I want to put Kraft macaroni and cheese on one of those pizzas.
Dude, mac and cheese pizzas, man?
Right?
They're amazing.
It would work.
Ew.
It's amazing.
It's kind of funny that all the comfort food is basically what stoners eat.
Pretty much. Have you noticed that? It is true.
Okay. Now, can we get a pizza? Is it too early?
No, it's never too early for pizza.
Hmm. We're all hungry now. It's Big Jim's house.
Morning.
You don't need a radio. Just tell Alexa to open CSX.
And then put the kids to work.
One, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, there's Aaron V. back. Oh, God. Don't look at the kittens taking a tour.
I had to look away.
Okay.
Because I will just focus on it.
It's comfort food, though. And it's cool, man. Oh, by the way, Big Jim's house money coming up. We will do that at 8 o'clock. We'll get you the first keyword. If you don't have everything, all it's on one page. Just text us. The keyword is
app, APP, to 248-398-9279. We send you a link, and you can walk away with $500.
All right. If we do that more often, too, like, what, 7 times a day. Okay. John Krasinski started doing this last week, this Some Good News. We're looking at the cats on TV. He did this thing where he did a long-form interview with Steve Carell. And he's asking people, give me some good news.
Right.
So Krasinski sits there, and they did this amazing interview, which is up, too, right? We have that? And, yeah, it's like a 15-minute whole conversation with Steve Carell.
I like Steve Carell.
So, and Krasinski is just, and if you're in the office, you got to watch it. Text us, keyword, of course, is
house.
Yeah, we'll make sure Ryan bumps that up towards the front as well. So he's done another episode. This time, his wife, Emily Blunt, she comes in and joins him on the Zoom session.
Wow.
But it gets better. People are sending him notes. And if you're down, if you're bumming, I'm telling you right now, it puts you in a good place. The whole video is just awesome. But we have the whole episode up, Ryan, or just to say, the whole episode. They do this weather forecast. They're having a great time. And this little girl named Aubrey comes on. Check this out.
Now, listen, Aubrey, let's be honest, right? No matter how much bribery I get away with you, I don't think I'm ever going to rise to number one on your fan list, am I? Something tells me you might be a bigger fan of my wife than mine.
I'm about the same.
Really? You like Mary Poppins as much as Jack Ryan? Is that true? I think you're lying.
I've never really seen The Office or whatever.
Hello?
Oh, wow.
Hang on a second. I was in Mary Poppins.
Lin-Manuel Miranda? He just joined.
Oh, wait.
Hi.
Hey, Glenn, I didn't know you could Zoom bomb, man. That's a little
Lynn,
weird.
This is a Zoom bomb. She's here to see Mary Poppins, not Jack the Lamplighter.
Yeah, okay? Exactly.
Hi, Aubrey. How are you? I'm
good.
So sorry you didn't get to see Hamilton. I'm so glad to meet you.
We're sending her to New York, Lynn, and we're going to send her to Hamilton in New York.
Well, that's amazing. I think we can top that right now, though.
Oh, wait.
There are a bunch of people just joining.
Okay, so this little girl, Aubrey, they're gonna fly her to New York when all this is over so she can go see Hamilton because they had to cancel all their plans.
Wow.
Her mom's there, and Lin-Manuel Miranda shows up on the Zoom session. Did you hear all that popping at the end of it? Check this out. This is, again, keyword house.
I think we can top that right now, though.
There
are a bunch of people just joining.
Oh, my God.
That's my favorite song from Hamilton.
How does a bastard, orphan, son of a whore and a Scotsman, dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean by providence and impoverished and squalor, grow up to be a hero and a scholar? The $10 founded father.
That's the original cast. They all zoomed into this thing for this little girl.
That is amazing.
And they perform this song. Again, keyword house. They're all doing this. And she has no idea, but she's just looking around like, oh my God.
Of the trading charter.
And every day while slaves were being slaughtered and carted away.
Cool. How cool is that? Yeah, you got to watch it. The look on her face is fantastic. But yeah, the whole thing. And they do the whole damn song, man. And I don't know how they figured out how to do this because they nail it. Even musicians playing and stuff. There's like, what, 9 people on this Zoom session?
It's wild.
Yeah, goosebumps, man. Your chicken skin. Check it out if you want to. 248-398-9279. We'll send it right to your phone. The keyword is
house.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
I think I'll have some breakfast wine.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
For over 65 years, Community Financial Credit Union has been here for you, and that's not going to change. Community Financial, right here, right for you. CFCU.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Detroit's classic rock, 94.7 WCSX. Time for our daily dummy.
You big dummy.
In Big Jim's house.
All right. Not Florida. Sorry, it's an Oregon story. Oregon story. So a guy in Oregon, he got mad at a woman. We're trying to figure this out. They're having an argument. A man and a woman are having an argument at the U-Haul parking lot.
Okay.
This is a breakup. Gotta be, right? I mean, it's gotta be. Get your you-know-what and get out of my apartment, get out of my house.
Okay.
We'll get the U-Haul. He throws a lit firework at her. He's mad at her. He whips a firework at her. You're like, okay, so where's the dummy part? He didn't realize another guy was there at the U-Haul next to him, siphoning gas. He was stealing gas from a U-Haul truck.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude whips the firework. It lights the gas on fire and burns down four of the U-Haul trucks. Well played.
First off, if I'm fighting with somebody, I've never thought to be like, here, let me throw a firecracker at you.
That's like the first thing.
Something he had in his hand.
But why?
Who walks around? Do you have like firecrackers?
At a U-Haul place, maybe they're transporting fireworks.
It's
I don't know.
April.
So I say they were either loading or unloading the truck. She goes, there's your stupid fireworks that you always play with. She threw it at him. He picked them up. That's what I think of your fireworks, and he lit them and threw them at her, and then, yeah, but you've never had fireworks thrown at you?
Yeah, around the 4th of July when there's alcohol involved, and we used to put bottle rockets inside of the glass.
And point them at each other?
Yeah.
Kids don't do this.
Yeah, no.
It is fun, though.
But that's very, very bad. Yeah. And one time we made my cousin Nicholas sit on top of a coffee can, and we put M80s underneath it.
Okay. So, yeah, this isn't that far gone, then, for your family and the Clem. Every time we play this music, I get some story from Aaron and Clem. Have you noticed this? I swear to God, every time.
Well, because we talk about these things, and then it makes me think about my childhood and why I have PTSD.
The way you make it sound, if Mount Clemens just like, instead of the golden butthole thing, they should just have a giant banjo when you fall into the Clem. Welcome to the Clem. I mean, it is Clem, by the way, the abbreviation. That's kind of a redneck name, isn't it?
You know...
Hey, man, it's Clem.
I can't even argue with you at all.
I'm going to go blow up some fireworks at my girlfriend. Man, them U-Haul trucks burned up real good.
Or a Port-a-John.
Maybe a guy lives on John R. Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
So we talk about essential work, and obviously the medical field, and we see people doing that.
Right.
But there are all these jobs out there, and your guys are one of them, that you got to be open. You got to be there to help people. We got to be able to fix stuff.
That is correct.
So are you finding more people are wrenching on stuff on their own and doing things maybe that we would have taken to somebody else before?
Well, we've seen a big influx because people are starting to think outside the box and go, oh, wait a minute. Do hardware stores have this and that? Compared to the big boxes, and they're finding that they came to us last, but they're starting to clean us out too.
Wow!
So, what are the biggest things that people are actually coming in there for? Just out of curiosity,
your toilet paper, your paper towels, your bleaches, your sanitizers, your Lysol.
Wow!
Are you, Mark?
Keep them on the shelf.
Are you getting more toilet paper sent to you guys now? Is that working out?
Guess what? I just unloaded a truck. I just got a little more in.
Hey, now. All right. That's Kelk Hardware, Hobbies in Trenton.
Yeah, that'll be gone in about 3 seconds.
Slam.
Yeah, right. We got jumble rolls, too.
Well, brother, you hold on. Ryan's going to get your info, and we're buying lunch today, okay? It's on us.
I appreciate that, guys.
All right. Everybody else, just text us. The keyword is...
thank.
Okay, there we go. Got that, and it's our big thank you right here in CSX. Hold on, Mark.
All right.
This woman gave birth to twins, and she named them...
what?
Corona and COVID.
Oh, seriously?
She did.
Those poor kids.
I was blessed with twins. We named them COVID and Corona for now.
Shame on her.
Okay, that's why and you can't change your kids' names, can you? Once you've named them, you named them. Do you know anyone who actually... okay, beyond, like, changing gender, when you get older, whatever you want to do, whatever that thing is, I get that. I got a cousin, actually, who's going through it right now. I get that. But the name you're born with, I don't know anyone's actually changed it.
You can change it.
I know you can, but when you're a kid, you're going to be COVID and Corona forever.
I remember there was a girl who actually like had a family member help her sue her parents over her stupid name.
Yeah, bubonic peg.
Yeah, it was something.
Never mind.
It was something stupid like that. And she was like, oh, okay.
It was funny, but
No, that was very funny.
Thank you.
Haha.
Yeah. No, seriously.
No, she was like 13 or something and realized that her parents were idiots and sued to change her name. I don't know. Shame on that mom, though. Really?
What's her middle name? I don't know what. Corona what, Gene? COVID, Larry. I mean, COVID and Corona.
That's, I don't know. Where is she at?
India.
Well, okay. Well, that makes sense then.
Whoa. What does that mean?
I thought it would either be Florida or somewhere else.
Okay, so Florida or India. Okay. Yeah. So India is like the Florida of our foreign countries?
Pretty much,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, that's good to know.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
It's not exactly the breakfast of champions, but...
Call or text 248-398-WCSX. WCSX has an all-new app that can put money in your pocket. Not only can you win cash, but you can stream
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.